in everything without questions of any kind. Now Carl Tiflin sat down and reached for the egg platter. "Got the cows ready to go, Billy?" he asked. "In the lower corral," Billy said. "I could just as well take him in alone." "Sure you could, but a man needs company. Besides, your throat gets pretty dry." Carl Tiflin was jovial this morning. Jody's mother put her head in the door. "What time do you think to be back, Carl?" "I can't tell. I've got to see some men in Salinas. Might be gone till dark." The eggs and coffee and big biscuits disappeared rapidly. Jody followed the two men out of the house. He watched them mount their horses and drive six old milk cows out of the corral and start over the hill toward Salinas. They were going to sell the old cows to the butcher. When they disappeared over the crown of the ridge, Jody walked up the hill and back of the house. The dogs trotted around the house corner, hunching their shoulders and grinning horribly with pleasure. Jody patted their heads, Double Tree Mutt with the big thick tail and yellow eyes, and Smasher, the shepherd, who had killed a coyote and lost an ear in doing it. Smasher's one good ear stood up higher than a collie's ear should. Billy Buck said that always happened. After the frenzied greeting, the dogs lowered their noses to the ground in a businesslike way.